Okay, today's daf is Demai, daf Yud Aleph. Demai Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amud Beis towards the bottom. And again, today's Shia is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Tvar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are on Yud Amud Beis. Let's go back to what we were talking about. So remember, we had in the Mishnah a couple of daf ago, we had the list of items that are putter from Hafrashas Demai. List of items, and yesterday's discussion was the Machlokas Amoraim and the four different Nafkaminas, three Nafkaminas, four Nafkaminas, with the two reasons of why Chalas Amaretz and Medume, and those are our Pater. So now we get to the last item on the list was the Shiari Mincha, right? The left, if an Amaretz gives to me or I buy from him leftover Mincha, and that is, again, the kmitza was burned, and now the mincha is left over, and I'm a male kohen, so then I could eat the kari mincha. So I don't have to be mafrish demai from the shiari mincha. What if I did? What if I did anyway? Right? So the Gemara had a comment yesterday. What if I did? I'm putter from all of these. What if I did anyway in all of these items? So the Brisa says it works. Masha asa asui. You didn't have to. Meaning, but it has the status of trumas meiser, and it has the status of meiser sheni. So the Rebbe Lazar says, well, the last one on the list, shiari mincha, that's karbon. So you can't be, that's not yours. So you can't be mafresh that. You can't be make that into trumas meiser or make that into meiser sheni. It's not yours. It's mamon gavoa. And therefore, Rebbe Lazar says, the brisa must mean the other ones on the list, not that one. Not the last one about karbon. It must mean the other one on the list. The fruit bought with meiser sheni money and chalas am haaretz. So all of those could be bidyevet if you did it. But it's not bidyevet. You didn't have to. You didn't have to be mafresh. If you did, does it work? Rebbe Lazar says, not for the karbon. And then Rebbe Yirmiyah said, hasha'ar b'machlokas. Hashar means another one on the list. What's shar? Shar means the fruit bought with meiser sheni money. Remember, what's that case? I have meiser sheni money. How do I have meiser sheni money? Because I have meiser sheni that I switched the kedusha onto the money. I use that money to buy fruit from an Am Haaretz. So in that case, the Mishnah says, I'm putter for being mafresh demai. Why? We had the two reasons yesterday. But Rabbi Yirmiyah says, that's also a case of machlokes, whether it worked or not. What machlokes? We have a machlokes other places in Shas, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, whether Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, or Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. So if it's Mamon Gavoa, then it's just going to be just like Mincha. Right? It's just like Mincha, it's not mine. It's Mamon Gavoa. I can't get married with Meiser Sheni money. Right? That's what the Pnei Moshe and the other Mefarshim quote, that's the context in Maseches Kedushin. Could use Meiser Sheni money to get married with. So the Reb Meir says, you look on the bottom of the Pnei Moshe, he quotes, Kesavar, Amakadish be Meiser Sheni, Bein Beshogig, Bein Bemezid, Lo Kidesh. If you use Meiser Sheni money to get married, it doesn't work because it's not yours. Right? Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. And according to Reb Yehuda, it's Mamon Hedyot. And therefore you can use it to get married. So Reb Yirmiyah says, commenting after Rebbe Lazar. Again, Rebbe Lazar says, Shiari Mincha, that for sure the Brisa is not referring to, because it's not yours. And therefore, what, you a mafresh? You don't have to be mafresh. You a mafresh, it works, it doesn't work. It's not yours. And Rebbe Yirmiyah comments and says, well, regarding Meiser Sheni, it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes of Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, Rebbe Yossi, boy, haidei machlokes, man and kayamin. So let's put these two lines together. Rebbe Yirmiyah, I have a problem. Because according to Rebbe Yirmiyah, everybody agrees that by the mincha, it's not going to work, Bidia. It's not going to work if you try to do it. But Meiser Sheni, there's going to be a machlokas. So there's an opinion out there that it doesn't work by mincha, but it does work by Meiser Sheni. That's how he's viewing Rebbe Yehuda. Right? Meiser Sheni is mamon hedyot, so it's going to work. If you were mafresh, again, you didn't have to. And by karbon, it's not going to work. But the Gemara is about to say, there's no shita out there like that. There's no shita that makes such a distinction. And that's why it's going to be a problem. In Rebbe Meir, who is this brisa that Rebbe Yirmiyah is saying makes a distinction between karbon, meaning mincha, and Meiser Sheni with his machlokas? So there's at least one opinion that says it works. Meiser Sheni works, and Kachin Mincha doesn't work. So who's that like? In Kirby Meir, he Meiser Ishiari Mincha, Menachos, Loasaklum. According to Rebbe Meir, they're both Kachin Gavoa. The leftover Mincha that the Kohen's able to eat doesn't belong to me. I'm allowed to eat it, but it's called halachically Kachin Gavoa. Meiser Sheni is Mama Gavoa. So according to Rebbe Meir, neither of them should work. Again, the Rabbanan pattered both of them. But if you did it anyway, does it have any status? Does it accomplish anything? According to Rameyer, neither should accomplish anything. In Rebbe Yehuda, Masha'asa Asui. But according to Rebbe Yehuda holds, we know from elsewhere, that even the carbon leftovers, the Shiari Mincha, is called your Mammon. It's Mammon Hedyot. Once you did the Kmitza, and now the Kohen's allowed to eat it, so then that's halachically Mammon Hedyot. And if the Kohen would take Shiari Mincha to get married with, so then that would work too. So, says the Gemara, who is the Tana that would make a distinction that Rabbi Yirmi is referring to? Rabbi Yirmi is referencing that by Mincha we would say no, and by Maaser Sheni we would say yes, at least according to one opinion. Who is that opinion? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says, Azlos the Kesara, and one time I went to Kesaria. Mishamas Rabbi Chizkiya, I heard Rabbi Chizkiya giving a shir. Yosef Umasni. Hamakadish Bechelko, and he was quoting that Mishnah in Kiddushin. If a Kohen goes and uses his chelik in the Karbanos to get married, Hamakadish Bechelko, Bikachim Kachim O Bikachim Kalim, Einem Kudeshas. Right, the beginning of that Mishnah, the ratio of that Mishnah is that if you're Makadish Bechelko, use your portion of the Karban to get married, it doesn't work. And then, the Gemara doesn't quote it here. But the Seifa of that Mishnah quotes the Machlokas about Maaser Sheni. Between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Seif of that Mishnah quotes the Machlokas. And then, this is all Rabbi Mana saying the shir that he heard from Rabbi Chizkiya. So Rabbi Chizkiya said this in the shir. He quoted this Mishnah, and then he said, Rabbi Lazar Omar Devri Yakol. Rabbi Lazar says that the line in the Reisha of the Mishnah, everybody holds off. Because again, that Mishnah quotes, if you use your karbon, Makadish Bechalko, no good. Maaser Sheni, Machlokes. So Rabbi Lazar says that's the simple pshat of that Mishnah is that the first part of the Mishnah, there's no Machlokes, and the second part of the Mishnah is a Machlokes. So you already see in the Mishnah, there's an opinion that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says you could use Maaser Sheni to get married, holds that if you're Makadish Bechelko, it doesn't work. So that's already, right, Rabbi Chizki is saying that Rabbi Lazar has this view. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, but Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even the Reisha, even the Kachim, is going to be under Machlokas. Even though that Mishnah only has a Machlokas about Maaser Sheni in the Seifa, and the Reisha sounds like everybody agrees, no, even the Reisha is Machlokas. So that's what Reb Chizkiya gave Shir. Reb Chizkiya gave Shir, and he said, it's a Machlokas, Reb Elazar, and Reb Yochanan, whether there's a Machlokas in the Mishnah about Kachim also. The Amrislay, and now Rabbi Mana reported this whole Shir that he heard, and Amrislay, Mana Shame Rebbe Hadamilsa. I asked Rabbi Chizkiya, where'd you hear that? Where'd you hear this? And not only because of Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro, he wanted to know the content. Va'amar li min Rabbi Yirmiya. Why, I heard Rabbi Yirmiya say this. Oh, that's exactly what I'm trying to figure out. Rabbi Mana answers, right? Well, what did we just ask? Where did Rabbi Yirmiya, who just said this on Amud Beis, where did Rabbi Yirmiya have this chilek? Oh, so that's what Rabbi Mana heard Rabbi Chizki give a shir. Rabbi Chizki said, he heard this from Rabbi Yirmiya. V'yamris yos, right? Rabbi Mana says, great. Yos, it's correct. Rabbi Yirmiya du shama hadad Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yirmiya, who heard Rabbi Lazar, who heard this in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Divrei Hakolhi, he heard Rabbi Lazar say that the part of the Mishnah about Kachim is everybody agrees upon. Meaning even Rabbi Yehuda holds Hamakadish Bechelko Einem Kudeshes Vehudam Rabbi Machlokes, and yet the Seifa is a Machlokes by Maaser Sheni. So he's our man, right? Rabbi Yirmiya heard that Rabbi Lazar holds that only Maaser Sheni is a Machlokes. But Kachim is not a Machlokas, so that's where we have our opinion of the Tanoim, that there's a distinction between the two. Rabbi Yossi delo shamuleh, but Rabbi Yossi didn't hear Rabbi Lazar make this comment. And he didn't hear this whole discussion that there's only Machlokas about Maaser Sheni and not about Kachim. So Tzrichale, that's why he had the suffix. That's why he wasn't sure, you know, is there such a Tana? Who do Amar, and that's why he said the following, Hadei Machlokes, that's why he had the problem that we started off with. We just quote the question that we just answered, the called Machlokes, Inri Meir, Himaiser Osheni, Himaiser Sheri Menachas. Right, according to Rabbi Yossi, there shouldn't be a difference, because he thinks that there's a Machlokes both by Maaser Sheni and by Kachim and by Sheri Mincha. So if it's like Rabbi Meir, they both, Lo Asa Kluam, shouldn't work. Ein Ker Rabbi Yehuda, Masha Asa, Asui. So therefore, Gemara ends by saying, yeah, we have an opinion. Right, Rabbi Mana reports that he heard Rabbi Chizkiya giving the shir, quoting Rabbi Lazar, and he heard that from Rabbi Yirmiya, And Rabbi Yirmiyah is the one that said yesterday, not yesterday, on yesterday's daf, on Amabez, that we have this distinction. So again, machlokes amoroim, machlokes tanoim. What if, lamaskana, when the dust settles, what if, right, yeah, these four items in the Mishnah that the Rabbanan say are pater from hafrashas demai? Well, what if he did it anyway? What if he did it anyway? Is it effective? So, shiare minachos, everybody agrees, machlokes, whether shiare mincha, right, is effective or not. According to one opinion, everybody agrees it's not effective, and according to one opinion, it's a machlokes. According to Maaser Sheni, it's a machlokes. Fine. The discussion is about the sheets of the Rambam. The Rambam says, everything's effective, b'di'evet. So the Achronim try to figure out exactly where the Rambam got that from. You know, it sounds like noted to say that it's not going to be affected by Shiari Mincha, but the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, in Hilchas Meiser, the Rambam says, Kol Elu HaPaturin Min HaDmai, Shelo Gazer Aleihem, all of these items that they say are Pater from the Dmai, Im Hiskinan Dmai, V'Hifrash Meim Chumas Meiser, Meiser Sheni, Masha Asa Asui. If you are Mafrish, then it does work. And again, why does the Rambam only say Chumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni? Because we've said already, we said on Daf Aleph, and we said since then, what do you have to do for HaFrashas Dmai? Right, when they're abundant, they have to be mafresh demai. Chuma gadola, you don't have to worry about. Damei aretz are all scared of that. Maaser rishon, you can keep yourself. Because maaser rishon, I'm allowed to eat, even though I'm a Yisrael. It's not usher to eat. And hamos mechaber levaraya. Prove to me that the amaretz didn't do it. The chumas maaser from my maaser rishon, that I have to give. Because I'm not allowed to eat it. Next, maaser sheni, I have to bring up to Yerushalayim. So Maaser Sheni and Chumas Maaser are the only two that I have to do something with. Maaser Ani, I'm allowed to keep. I'm also Mechaber Levaraya. So that's why the only two, the Rambam says here, as the Gemara said before, if I'm Mafrit, Chumas Maaser and Maaser Sheni, Masha Asa Asui, it works, B'diyeved, and the Ravid jumps on the Rambam, and all the Mefarshim try to figure out where the Rambam got it from, that both of them would be effective. Avalam Tikin Es Adamai, Kevadai, Vishman and Chuma Gadola, if you took off Chuma Gadola, or you used it to be mafresh from definitely chayev, then that's not effective. Okay, let's continue. So look at the Ar Sameach there, discusses this Rambam. Shemen Arev, the last item back on the list. And remember, that list that we had a couple of daf ago lists off four categories of items that are all pater from demai. What are they? Again, reviewing. Number one, the group of things that you don't buy to eat. Anything that you don't buy for human consumption is going to be pater. If you bought it to plant, then you bought it to get to your animals, or you bought it to dye your hides with. Number two, if it came from border cities and outside, that was ksiv. Min ksivu la'alon, pater min atamai, and the Gemara says even ksiv is pater. That was number two. Number three were all of these that we just discussed and the Gemara quoted, what the reason is for the Ptur. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Oshia, right, the Chalas Amaretz and the Meduma and the Shirei Mincha. Now we get to the last item on the list, Shemen Arev. Right, fragrant oil, Machlokas. Beit Shammai says, you're chayef to be mafresh demai, and Beis Hillel says, you're putter from being mafresh demai. Right, why would you be putter from being mafresh demai? Maybe because it's not meant for human consumption. Let's see. Shemen Arev Achulus, that was a Machlokas. Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tani, Amar Reb Yehuda, lo patru Beis Hillel, el Shemen, shal payotin bovad. Beis Hillel, patru is only oil of payotin, some type of very special spiced oil, right? That is why that is what is patru, because you put a lot of spices in there. It's a taroves, and therefore you're going to be patru. It's not meant to eat. That's why it's pater. Acher momer b'shem Rabbi Hassan, mechayv anoy Beis Hillel b'shem and vered, which we call virinon. By rose oil, right, that he would say chayv. Why would he say chayv? Because that is used for smearing on one's body. And we know from elsewhere, sicha, smearing, kishtia, is like drinking in terms of normal consumption. And therefore, we learn from here, not only is it food consumption that you have to be mafresh for, but also oil, right? Smearing consumption, right? What's pater if I'm going to even get to my animals, if I'm going to use it for my hides? But if I'm going to get personal benefit, human consumption, whether it's eating, whether it's drinking, whether it's smearing on my body, right? Oils, so that also, sicha kishasiya, like the Mishnah says and the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's quoted here as well. We'll get to other cases related to that. Good. Adkan, the Gemara about the Peturim. So now, says the next Mishnah. Halacha Dalad, Masis and Demai. This Mishnah comes up in other places in Shas, as we will see. Hadamai. So Demai, as we're about to see, Me'ikar Adin, I'm not supposed to eat Demai. I have to be Mafrish. But it's not called a Macholos Asuros Mamish Asa to eat, like Treif. It's not Mamish Treif. Because Rov Amiar's Masrenheim, and we will see in the beginning of the third parak. The third parak is parak Ma'achilin. Says there, Ma'achilin, you could give an Ani Demai. What if I wasn't Mafrish and somebody came to my door? An Ani. I'm allowed to give it to him. I'm allowed to give it to him without being Mafrish anything. What do you mean? It's Asa to eat. No, no. It's Rov Amiar's our Maser, and therefore for an Ani. Right, what about a guest? You have no food, a guest came and staying at your house. You're allowed to give it to him without telling him. You don't have to tell him, but that's what the first Mishnah says in the third parak. Back on Daf Chav Gimel. Ma'achilin eso aniyim demai, veso achsanya demai. Right, so you see it's not a real Macholos Asuros. It's more, it sounds like a Chovas HaGavra to be Mafrish. So that's why all of these items in the Mishnah, you're allowed to use demai for, because it's not actually Asur. Hademai Ma'arvin Bo. You're allowed to use demai for your Erev. What Erev? The Marafolda. Erev Chatzeros or Erev Tchumen. Erev Chatzeros. Let's say, right, we have what we call Erev today. Right, Erev Chatzeros. We're gonna connect, even if it's in an apartment building and there's different owners to the different areas. So you want to connect each other to Mitzvah Rabbanan. You want to make it into one big happy family. So I set aside certain food and I'm Ma'ariv or Erev Tchumen. Right, I want to extend my Rishus to be able to walk 2,000 amos outside the city. So I'm gonna put my box of matzah. I'm gonna put it somewhere outside, and that's gonna be my Makom Shvisa, that's going to be my center of existence on Shabbos, and I'm going to be able to walk 2,000 amos beyond where I put that food. Right? Two totally different types of Erev, two totally different functions, but they're both called Erev. Erev, also Erev Tavshilin. Erev is called, Erevin are called Alat. It's all the same bracha. Al mitzvahs Erev. So you could use Demai. What do you mean you could use Demai? You can't use not kosher to put out for your Erev. You have to use food that you could eat. Yeah, you can use Demai. Because Demai is not called Usser in that way. Oh, Mishtatvin Bo, we know Sheet of Mavos. The same thing that an Erev Chatzeros is houses, bringing the houses together. So, Sheet of Mavos bring yards together. If many yards go into one alleyway, and then it goes out into the street. So if you want to join all those yards to share the alleyway, and to be able to carry from the yards to the alleyway and out, so you make a Sheet of Mavos. So there too, you're allowed to use Demai. Umivarchin alav. You can make a bracha on Demai. What bracha are we talking about here? What bracha? So the Marafolda says, Bracha Zamazim. You can bench on it. Right? You can, and therefore you have to. Right? Why would you have thought? If you eat not kosher bread, right? Do you have to bench? Are you allowed to bench? Right? Some say we're talking about Berachas Hamazon. If you look in other Mefarshim, look in the Rosh Sirlio. Pirish Rashizal, right? Mevarchan Alav in Shabbos, Chav Gimel, Berachas Hamotzi. Right? It's the first bracha. It's the bracha Rishona we're talking about. You make a bracha Rishona on Demai. V'hainu shloshe shach luka achas, v'achan mihem ani, v'ochal Demai, mevar brachas amotzi, mosi es acherim. Because after all, you know, it's halachically can be, if there's an ani there, you can make yourself into an ani, mevarchan alav. So that, mevarchan alav, if it's talking about bracha bishona, so that is a big discussion. Rambam Ravid and Shulchan Aruch Rama. Do I make a bracha rishona on non-kosher food? What if, I'm not so machbid about not kosher, but I would never eat without a bracha. So do you make, if you're eating because a person is deathly ill and they're eating not kosher because there's a mitzvah to eat not kosher, then you make a bracha. That's not called not kosher. If you're eating on Yom Kippur and you have a hetzer, you make a bracha. But what if you're eating not kosher? Because you're not allowed to eat not kosher. So, and you're not allowed to eat not kosher. So do you make a bracha on that? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, Perek Alef Halacha Yutes. The Rambam says, no. Kol ochad var aser, bein bezadon, bein bishgaga, eino mevarech alav lo betchila, v'lo basof. Not before, not after. So, Ketzad, Harei She'achal Tevel, Afilu Tevel Midivrayim. Even if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, but if it's Issa D'Rabbanan Bevadai, I eat something not kosher. I eat chicken in milk that was cooked in milk. Right? That's Issa D'Rabbanan. I do not make a bracha, says the Rambam. Right? O She'achal Meiser Risha Shalonit Lo Kol Shumosav. There's Trumas Meiser in here. Vein Tzarech Lomer Machon Avelos V'Treifos. O Shasa Yai Nesach La Yotze Behen. The Rambam says, no bracha. And that's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? Mivarchin means in the Mishnah? No, it doesn't mean to bracha rishona. Ta bazet to is gedola. Shalo amr im mevarchen alav ein shem mizamnim aleihem. Lo amr shein lehem kvius lezimun. You can't have a zimun with this. Hova ochlin var aser vu kein achilas peros. Eating not kosher is not called a kvius, even if you eat a lot of it, and therefore you can't have a zimun on it. Aval bracha tchilu vasof lama lo yevarchu. Hova nenu, you got hana'a. You got hana'a. Wow. So there's so much lumdus here about this machlokas Rambam arrived. But just one note, the Rashba in Brachas Adaf Mem Hei says, our Mishnah seems to be a riot to the Rambam. Because what does our Mishnah say? Demai you can make a bracha on. Mashba that if it's mamish asur, you can't make a bracha on. Right? I talk about Zimun, that's the next line of the Mishnah. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. Umazamnim alav. Zimun is something separate. We're not talking about, making the bracha. So mavarchan alav, so the Rashba says that's a riot to the, this Mishnah is a riot to the Rambam. So what's the lumdus? Right, Birchas Hananin. So Birchas Hananin, we've quoted often back in Maseches Brachas. Also, what's the nature of a Birchas Hananin? It's matir. Right, the Gemara says in the Bavli, in the beginning of Ketzin Mevarchin, that why do I make a bracha before I eat? Because it doesn't belong to me before I make the bracha. It belongs to Hashem. Lashem Aretz Umeloa. Svarahu Asur La'anam Lehenos Min Almazeh Belo Bracha. You want to eat it? You want it to be yours? Make a bracha. Recognize that it comes from Hashem, and then once you make the bracha, Hashem says, then it is yours. So the bracha is a matir. So says the Ravid, you're getting physical benefit from this food. So it doesn't matter if it's not kosher. You're getting physical benefit. Hol shenanis. Therefore, you have to make the bracha. It's Asur? Okay, it's Asur, but you have to make the bracha. What does the Rambam say? So the Rambam either rejects this totally. Bircha Zananin is not about being a matir. Right, Berachas Hananin is, no, a separate, more similar to a Berachas HaMitzvah. Hashem says, use the opportunity to thank Hashem. But it's not a matir. And therefore, you can make it even if it's, you know, if the food is usher. Or, the other idea that one might explain the Rambam with is, of course, the Rambam agrees it's a matir. But here, even if you make the bracha, it's not going to become mutter. So there's no purpose in making the bracha. It's still going to be usher to you. So it undermines the whole essence of the bracha. The whole bracha, Berachas Hananin, is to make it mutter to you. But here, even if you make the bracha, it's not going to be mutter to you because it's usher to eat. So it's a bracha levatol. It's the whole purpose of the Berachas Hananin doesn't make sense here because it's not functioning as the matir. It's not just about physical benefit. It's about physical benefit that you are allowed to enjoy. But here, you're not allowed to enjoy it anyway. So therefore, you will not make a bracha. That's the machlokes, Rambam Ravid, and the Machaber, and the Ramah. Again, a lot to talk about there. Let's continue. Umazanim alav. Umafrishin oso arum. And you could be mafrish demai naked. That's another way of saying no bracha. Another way of saying no bracha. Right? That's the language that's used by Chazal. Again, because it's all mishum safik. So you don't make a bracha on this safik. Remember, this is the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Gimel, where the Gemara talks about, do you make brachas on Durabanans? Right, the Gemara there says, Ner Chanukah, you make a bracha on. You make a bracha on Durabanans. The Gemara says, you make a bracha on Durabanans? But what do you mean, what about Demai? Why do you make a bracha on Demai? So the Gemara there has a machlokas, Abai and Rava. If you remember, we mentioned this already. Abai says, well, Avadai Durabanan, you make a bracha. Right, so you Avadai, you have a mitzvah. Demai is all a safik. So Savid Rabbanan, you don't make a bracha. Only Vadi Rabbanan is to make a bracha. So you ask the Gemara, what about Yontif Sheni? Yontif Sheni, you make a bracha, and that's a Savid Rabbanan. So Gemara says, either, fundamentally, you're right, but we don't want to be Mazalzel. If you don't make a bracha, people are not going to take it seriously, like we discussed. Or, Rava says, really, Demai isn't even a Suffolk. Rov Amei Arz Maaser Nein. Really, you're supposed to make a bracha. On even Suffolk Rabbanans. But Demai is even less than a Suffolk Rabbanan. So it's a machlokas, Abai and Rava, about whether Demai is a Safi Drabanan or even less than a Safi Drabanan. Either way, you're not going to make a bracha on Hafrasha's Demai, and that's why the Mishnah here says you can be mafrasha naked, because that's the litmus test. Bein Ashmashos, and you can be mafrish Demai, Bein Ashmashos. Bein Ashmashos is, we know, already Safi Yom Safi Laila. So one is not allowed to do a Vada Isser during Bein Ashmashos. So to be mafrish Vadai Tevel, I'm not allowed to do during Bein Ashmashos. If I want to take off Trumas and Maestros during Bein Ashmashos, I forgot to take it off before, I'm not allowed to do that. Because that's tikkun, you're fixing. Right? That's, within the malacha of either Bone or Makeh B'Patish, but you're fixing. So Vadai, you're not allowed to be Mafrish. Safek, you're allowed to be Mafrish. Right? That's the Mishnah, if you remember, in Baal Malikin. Safek Hashecha, Safek Ene Hashecha. Right? You're allowed to be, the language of the Mishnah there is that the end of Baal Malikin, Savich Hashecha, let me just find it. Savich Hashecha, Malikin is a Nair, Malikin is a Nair. Where is it? There's the Lashon. Lama Dalet, I think, right? Yeah. Gimel Tvarim Zorach Lomer, Tzavach Hashem, Zayin Hashecha. Once it's Suffolk, Ein Ma'asr Nesavadai, Ve'ein Mat Bilan Nesakelin, Ve'ein Mat Diglas Neiris, Aval Ma'asr Nesad Dmai, right? You mean Ma'asr Dmai, right? That's the Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Lama Dalet, because it is only Mishim Suffolk, so kind of like a double Suffolk during Benesh Mashas, we're not goes there, to violate that suffix. Benesh Mashas is different. Okay, we don't have time, but we've spoken about the lumdus of Benesh Mashas in the past. V'im hikdim ma'aser sheni l'rishon b'kachlum. And in hafrashas d'mai, if you took off ma'aser sheni before you took off ma'aser rishon, don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry about it? Don't worry about what regarding what? Right, so we know there's a mitzvah to make sure to be ma'aser, be mafresh in order. Right, that's a pasuk in Mishpatim, I think. Right, that we have to be mafresh in order. Perachav beis pasuk chavches to be mafresh leaschav demachal lo saacher. Right, don't delay, and therefore you have to do mikurim and truma and do it in order. But here, even if you did it in order, it's not a problem. What does it not a problem mean? It's not a problem when you say vidui maisros and you say I didn't go in order. It's okay. This is not called not going in order because you didn't. It's a whole thing is a chumrah. Whole thing is a chumrah. So therefore, even if you don't go in order for the hafreshes d'mai, that doesn't ruin the fact that you could say I did everything I was supposed to do. Aziza gachal asher tivisani. Period. Shemen shagir disach betz ba'osav. The Mishnah continues. Oil that a weaver puts on his fingers in order to weave properly, chayev d'mai. That's chayev d'mai. Why? Because as we said before, sicha kishtia. If I smear my body, so that's like a consumption that's parallel to eating. Sicha kishtia. And drinking, therefore you're chayef. But for shasor gnosim b'tzemer, but if I put oil, if a comber puts oil in the wool in order to make the wool more lubricated, that's not going on me. That's going on the wool. Even though my hands are going to get oily, but that's not called smearing on me. And therefore, if it's the oil that's going to be used for to put in the wool, patur min ha-demai, so then that is patur from demai. That is not called human consumption. Period. Mafreshin also arum. So the Mishnah said you're allowed to be mafresh to arum k'shei no toan bracha. As we said, because it doesn't need a bracha. When you're mafresh demai, no bracha is needed, and therefore, because it's either a suffik, and all suffiks don't do abundance, or even less than a suffik. Whenever you're misufik, you don't do a you don't make a bracha. Discussed a while ago, maybe not so recently. Generally, the rule is, most Rishonim, the Rambam says this 10 times, that if I'm not sure if I did a mitzvah daraisa, I'm not sure if I put on tzitzis, I'm not sure if I'm doing a mitzvah daraisa. Let's say I'm doing a mila of an androgynous. So I'm not sure if a androgynous is a zachar or a keva, whatever an androgynous is. But the halachic personality of a male and female. So I'm not sure if it's a male or a female. So I'm not sure whether this is he or she or chayiv and mila. So what do? I do the mila without a bracha. Whenever you're not sure if you did the mitzvah, right? I'm not sure if I put on tefillin. Not sure any time you're not sure if you did the mitzvah. I always do the mitzvah because the mitzvah is daraisa, but I don't make the bracha because that the bracha is drabanan. And that's savi drabanan. You deal with it differently. The mitzvah is a savi daraisa. Therefore, you do the mitzvah. But I don't make the bracha because the bracha is a safik drabanan. But Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you look in the Rambam says safik kara kriyashma, safik lo kara kriyashma. If I'm not sure if I say kriyashma or not, let's say I'm not sure if I made it in time. I'm not sure if I said all the words. So you have to repeat kriyashma in birchoseha with its brachas. Birchos kriyashma drabanan. Right, so why does the Rambam say in Birchoseha if he's paskin 7 other places that if you're not sure if you did a mitzvah or not, you do the mitzvah but don't make the bracha? By Kriyashma, he says you repeat Kriyashma in Birchoseha. So Soloveitchik proves from many other contexts that the takana of Kriyashma was the mitzvah that rise of Kriyashma. When Chazal instituted Birchas Kriyashma, it was a unit. They said Birchas Kriyashma in Birchoseha. They unified that kiyum. And therefore, if you ever have to redo the kiyum of Kriyashma, you do it with its brachas. Mashal. I think Rav Soloveitchik gave this mashal. If I forgot if I benched or not, I don't know if I benched or not, I have to bench again. And I bench again with the fourth bracha. Even though the fourth bracha is for sure Durabanan. The first three are Daraisa. What do you mean the fourth bracha? Don't say the fourth bracha, it's Durabanan. Somebody Durabanan Lakula. The answer is no. Chazal instituted that it's one kiyum. All of benching is one kiyum. And therefore, you would even have to say the fourth bracha. Okay, so that's in terms of generally, if it's a suffix, it doesn't need a bracha, but birchas kriyas are different. Ubein hashmashos, and ben hashmashos, the Mishnah here in Dubai says, you can be mafresh, hadat taninan. That's exactly what the Mishnah that we just read in Baal Malikin in Shabbos, slavich hashecha, slavich gani hashecha, right, em azra zavadai, but you are mafresh demai. Tana, Rav Chalafta ben Shaul, machalin demai b'merchatz. Rav Chalafta ben Shaul also says, you could be machalel demai in the merchatz. Again, similar to what we just said. But let's say somebody's in the bathhouse and they want to be mechala. They want to switch the kedusha. Again, let's say the Meister Sheni. You have Meister Sheni of Demai. And you want to switch that kedusha onto money, so you can just bring the money up to Yerushalayim. You could do that in the bathhouse. Sheino Toran Bracha, because it doesn't need a bracha. You don't, when you're mechala, again, there's two stages. What could be going on? When you have original Meister Sheni fruit, putting that onto money, that's one. Or you have money, putting onto Meister Sheni fruit. Right, you can go in all the, so all of those, they need brachas. You need a bracha whenever you're switching kedusha. That's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis that you have to do, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, right? But when you do it, when you switch the kedusha from fruit to money, from money to fruit, there's a bracha there. But when it's demai, there's no bracha. And therefore you can do that in the bathhouse. So you're in a ton bracha. Havadai ton bracha. If it was vadai, vadai pidyon echilol does need a bracha. Rabbi mana boy kumi rabbi yudin. Kezun mavarech, what's the bracha on switching the kedusha? Amarle, im hayu peros, if it's the original chilul, you're going from fruit to money, al pidyon maiser sheni. Vim hayu mos, if it's the next stage, right, so then, al chilul maiser sheni. Right, you do one or the other. Pidyon maiser sheni or chilul maiser sheni. Im hiktim, I'm sorry, so that's, either way. There is a discussion Rav Schechter has in the first simon in Ginas Egos in his Sefer, based on the Netziv. The Netziv has it in two lines. Rav Schechter expands upon it and explains the Netziv. He discusses the She'iltos. The She'iltos in Simon Kuf quotes that Bizman Azeh, you could make Kerem Ravai onto a Shavet Pruta. Mechal al Kerem Ravai, which is the same halacha as Maaser Sheni, onto a Shavet Pruta. So he quotes that there are many questions that are asked on the She'iltos. Number one, why doesn't he mention the bracha? Right? Our Gemara says you make a bracha whenever you do Pidyon or Chilul. So why doesn't the She'iltos mention the bracha? Number two, aren't you supposed to add on 25%? The chomesh, as we said, whenever the owner adds on his poda, he doesn't mention that. No bracha, no 25%. Number three, right, even though generally you need to be poda equal amount, shava kesef, even though generally we hold shava kesef as kesef, by pidyon, maiser sheni and pidyon aiter ravai, you're supposed to use mamish kesef, not shava kesef. And the shilto says you can use shava kesef. You could be poda mechala onto shava kesef. You don't have to use money. So, no bracha, and no chomesh, and no need for kesef. Right? So, what's going on here? Why do you have all these kulas? So, explains the Netziv, there are two dinim in pidyon, maiser sheni. Based on halachas defrados, but pidyon maiser sheni v'netzer avai. Number one, there's a pidyon of mitzvah, and there's a pidyon of matir. Right? The pidyon of matir is just to allow myself to partake, that's not going to need all the extras. Dahainu, sheish pidyon shal mitzvah, vod yish pidyon hamatir, sheim bo shum mitzvah, to me, to be inon midaraisa, tosev es chomesh lachachila, only when you're doing the pidyon of mitzvah, which is in Eretz Yisrael, which is only bizman hamikdash, which is only when you're actually being podesh shavah b'shavah, where you're going to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So that's where it's pidyon shal mitzvah, and therefore, you're going to add on a chomesh, and you're going to make a bracha, and you have to use kesef. But nowadays, there's no mitzvah going on here. What do? We switch it on to a shekel and we throw the shekel out. That's not mitzvah, that's just being matir to allow me to partake of the fruit. So that type of pidyon does not get a bracha, and you don't have to add on a chomesh, and you can do it even shavah kesef. So, and the Sif proves from other sources that there are these two concepts. So when the Gemara here mentions that there's a bracha, that's only on the pidyon shel mitzvah, not on the pidyon shel chilul. Okay, let's stop here. Let's stop by Im Hiktim. Rav Hashem, we will continue this next time as we get to another daf and a half left to this first perek, Hakalin Shebedmai.